The Gemara says on the bottom of Kufri Gimel Mibes, Amar Yehuda, Shlosha Shenichnas Ulevakar Sachol, Ratsa Kosin, Ratsa Osin Din, Shnayim Kosin, Ein Osin Din. Yamar of Chista, Lo Shadim El Bayom, Avaba Laila, Afilu, Shlosha Kosin, Vein Osin Din, My Time, Davalu Edim, and Ein Asadayim. Okay, so here, the Gemara indicates that Kabbalah's Eidos Balayla is ineffective. There's Machlokas Rishonim here. What happens b'di'evet? The Rashbam, Dibur Maslo Afilu Hein Shlosha, towards the end, writes that even though a Bezin L'Chachila cannot accept Eidos Balayla, what happens if b'di'evet they did accept Eidos Balayla? Eidus gemurahi, the Eidus is valid, v'cholim ladin l'machar b'yom, and it could be done the next day on the basis of the Eidus that they were mekabel balayla. And Tosis here, Dibur Maslo Laval, are cholik on the Rashbam, and Tosis is of the opinion, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Kabbalah's Eidus is ketchilas din, and just like ketchilas din is possible balayla, so too is Kabbalah's Eidus Hasel Balayla, that's the mission Sanhedrin, that Gemar din Balayla is kasha, but Tchilas din Balayla is pasul, and Tosus understands that Kabbalah's Eidos is equivalent to Tchilas din, and Kabbalah's Eidos Balayla is ineffective even after the fact. There's a Maram al Shaker in Simon Tesvav, so quoted in a piece in the Mishnah Siyavitz, Choshe Mishra Simon Yud, who explains that this is Muchach in the Rambam as well. The Rambam, the opinion of Tosfos that Kabbalah's Eidos Balayla is ineffective in Bidyevet, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that Ein Maskilin Es Hadin in Balayla, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that Tchilas Din Balayla is Pasol. And then in the next Halacha, Halacha Dala, the Rambam writes, a couple lines later, V'chein ein mekablet eidos balayla, just as you cannot have a tchilas hadin balayla, so too can you not have a kabbalas eidos balayla. V'bedinei mominis im hiskilu bayom muter ligmor hadin balayla. But as the Gemara Mishnah Sanhedrin says, that when it comes to dinei mominis, if the tchilas didn't happen in the daytime, as long as the beginning of the proceedings was in the daytime, the Gemara din could take place at night. So the Maram L'Shaker just points out, the fact that the Rambam doesn't have a formulation of, let's say, maskilin bayom v'gomrin balayla, when it comes to Kabbalah's Eidos, it sounds like the only exception is when it comes to the din itself, in maskilin bayom, you can be gomrin balayla, but there's never a possibility of accepting the Eidos that was given by Yom Balayla. The Rambam only allows for a Gemar Din Balayla on the basis of a Tchilas Din, but there's no indication in the Rambam of an allowance of a Kabbalah's Eidos that was done Balayla to be effective. But anyways, you have here Machlokas, Rashbam, and Tosfos. If you were Mekabel Eidos Balayla after the fact, can the Beis Din be done on that basis? The Rashbam says yes, and Tosfos says no. Shulchan Aruch, the first in Simon Hay in Hilchos Dayanim, Simon Hay in Choshe Mishpat. So there, the Mechaber Paskins in Seif Beis, Ein Danin Balayla B'tchilas Din, Aval Imeschilu Ladun Dinei Mamunis Bayom Gamin Balayla, which is basically the formulation of the Rambam, that Tchilas Din is Pasul, but if you started Bayom, you can finish Balayla. And the Ramah here is Masig, or adds on, v'yesh omrim dim avru v'danu balayla dinehem did. That if, in fact, there was a din balayla, that would be effective b'di'evet. The Sma here points out that whereas the Ramah is masig on the mechaber over here in the context of tchilas din balayla, the Ramah is silent in the context of Kabbalah's Eidos Balayla. The Mechaber in Simen Kaf Ches in Hilchos Eidos, Se'if Kafdalim, paskins that if there's a Kabbalas Eidos Balayla, then that Kabbalas Eidos cannot be the basis of a din by Yom, even Bidi'eved. And there the Ramah is silent, the Ramah is not Masig. So the Sma raises the question, why is it that the Ramah is Masig on the din of Tchilas, din Balayla, but it's not Masig on the din of Kabbalas Eidos Balayla, which would seem to be parallel and congruous halachos. So the Sma points out that the chiluk is, in the case of Simen Hay, we're talking about where everything was already done. So in Av Radana Balaila, the Radan Balaila, there was a Tfila Sadin and a Gamardin Balaila. So then after the fact, once it's already psaked in, you can rely on that psaked in B'dieved. But in Simen Kav Ches, the Nidon is, can you engage in a din on the basis of a Kabbalah's Aegis that was done Balaila? So there the din wasn't finished yet. There we're not talking about it's not a full-fledged B'dieved situation. It's the Aegis that was accepted Balaila that shouldn't have been done. But now, can I L'chachila be done on the basis of that Aegis? So there, the Rama would agree that you can't L'chachila be done on that basis, because that's not the same kind of a B'dieved. If everything was done and completed, so okay, it can be something on that B'dieved. But to allow you to L'chachila be done on the basis of a Kabbalah's Aegis that was Balaila, that the Rama wouldn't allow. Diksos al derech the Sma, or al derech the framework of the Sma, has a more expansive hasber, which he presents as a hasber in the Rashbam, which he views as being the source of Tosos. And the way the Diksos says it, the Rashbam, the Ksos sees the Rashbam as being the source of Tosos. The Rashbam paskins that you could be done on the basis of a Kabbalah Tzedis Balayla. Sorry, did I say time? I meant the Rama. Sorry. The Ksos sees the Rashbam as being the basis of the Rama. So, in explanation of the Rashbam and the Rama, the Ksos writes that since Gemar Din Balayla is Kasher, the Mishnah of the Sanhedrin, that if you're Maskil Bayom, you can be Gomer Balayla. So let's say you had a Tchilas Din Balayla as well. So conceptually, you could view that Tchilas Din as having not taken place. The Tchilas Din, the Masa Matan, the whole give and take of the Bez Din, isn't critical for a Psak Din. In theory, you could have a Gemar Din without a Tchilas Din. In theory, you could have the Psak without the whole Masa Matan that precedes it. So given that the Gemar Din Balayla is Kasher, we could say Dal Mehachi the Tchilas Din and just view this as being a Gemar Din. So that's why the Rama is willing to paskin, or to at least quote the Yeshomrim in Simen Hey, that if there was a Tchilas Din Balayla, we could say Dal Mehachi the Tchilas Din, it's as if it didn't exist, and all we have is a Gemar Din, and we know the Gemar Din is Kasher Balayla. But when it comes to Kabbalah's Eidos, so Kabbalah's Eidos is essentially equivalent to Tchilas Din, and Kabbalah's Eidos is not indispensable when it comes to rendering a psak. You can't have a psak without a Kabbalah's Eidos. So whereas a regular Masamatan, the give and take of a Bez Din, which would be viewed as a Tchilas Din, that you could have a psak Din without. So if you had a Tchilas Din Balayla, we could say forget about that Tchilas Din, we'll view this as just having a Gemar Din. But as far as the Kabbalah's Eidos, Kabbalah's Aegis being an indispensable part of the process, if that's equivalent to Tchilas Din, that would be possible Balayla. That would be possible Balayla even B'dieved.
So this is for the Rama?
This is for the Rama. Why the Rama is not Masig, why the Rama is not Masig in Hilchos Aegis is only Masig in Hilchos Dayanim.
But if his basis is the Rashbam says that it's considered, you can use the Eidos.
Right, so then he's explaining this for the Rama. Right, so what he's saying is that you can't be makabel edus l'chachila on the basis of, you can't be done on the basis of that kabbalah edus. But where the Rashbam writes,
if they were in Kabbalah, that's the left in, and then
maybe he's not saying that for the Rashbam in the end, because he starts off assuming that the Rambam is based on the Rashbam, and then he says that this is Pshat in the Yerushalmi, and that this is conceivable even according to the Babli. The Ramban says that the Babli is called like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't indicate that Kabbalah Eidus Belailas Kasher, or that Tchilas Dim Belailas Kasher, rather. And Ramban says that the Babli Ayyavim say argues in the Shalmi, and the Ksos try to explain that maybe they don't argue. And that's Pshad in the Ramah, but in the end, I don't think he's saying that for the Rashbam, because you're correct. Because he doesn't really come back to the Rashbam in the end of this piece. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I should say it's Tosos.
No, because the Tosfos, it could be that Tchilas Din Balayla is possible B'dievet as well. And Tosfos here doesn't explain, doesn't deal with that one way or another.
So the explanation, why you have to say that Kabbalah says that night is no good, how he gets the whole Tchilas Din.
Right. Right. It sounded like he was saying this to the Rashbam, but then he doesn't come back to the Rashbam, and you're right, that won't work for the Rashbam here. Okay, so at least he is saying that for the Ramah. Again, that Tchilas Din, given that it's in and of itself indispensable, so you could have a Gemara without a Tchilas Din, even if it had a Tchilas Malayla, because of the other. But Kabbalah's Eidus, which is necessary for the Gemara Din to take place, that can't be done Belayla, even Bidi Eber. Shmuel brings a riot to the Xosis idea that you could have, in theory, a Gemar Din without a Tchilas Din from the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Dalet, where the Gemara quotes Machlokas Tanayim, whether Chalitza is Kesher Belayla. And the Gemara is told that Machlokas, whether Chalitza is Kesher Belayla, is whether Chalitza is analogous to Tchilas Din or to Gemardin. So Shmuel points out that Chalitza is one action. So if you're going to say that Chalitza is analogous to Gemardin, that would seem to indicate that you could have a Gemardin without a Tchilas Din, because there's nothing before the Chalitza that would be parallel to a Tchilas Din. The Granat doesn't like that. He says, right, assuming not that way, but he says, as far as that Gemara is concerned, that he doesn't like the Ksos himself. He says that maybe some of the preliminaries to the act of Chalitza, the Achanos that the Bezna has to make, and whatever happens before the actual Maisa Chalitza is considered the Tchilas Din. So even if Chalitza is analogous to Gemara Din, maybe there's something else that precedes that that would be considered Tchilas Din. And Rav Jolti points out that you see at least from the Chidushi Iran and Rosh Hashanah, not like the Ksos. The Ran writes over there in the Sigand Daf Cafe that Alma Kula Milsa Basa Tchilas Din Shadin Allah, that everything follows the Tchilas Din. The Ilo Kevin De Yom Beinan Hayach Gomrin Balayla. The Din is that you acquire Din Bayom. So how could you ever have a Gemar Din Balayla unless you say that the Gemar Din is Nimshach Achar the Tchilas Din? When we say that a Gemara Din is Kasher B'Layla, it's only because it was preceded by a Tchilas Din that was Bayom. Just like you start eating Shabbos afternoon, and you eat well past Shkia, well past Seis, you still say Ritzei, because you follow the Tchila. So as long as you start the Din Bayom, that's considered a Din Bayom, and you could be Gomer the Din on that basis. But if you didn't start Bayom, then there's no allowance for having a din balayla. So, for, at least from the Ran, you see that there's no possibility of a gemar din without a tchilas din. So you can't say that if you had a tchilas din balayla, you view the tchilas din as if it doesn't exist. And all you have is a gemar din, which is kasher balayla, because the only reason the gemar din is kasher balayla is because it followed a tchilas din that was bayom. If there's no tchilas din bayom, then there's no independent hefsher of a gemar din balayla. That's at least what you see for the Ran. Now, Rav Jolti has a different hesber for the Psak of the Ramah here. The first, he quotes Atash Bates, who points out what would seem evident at face value, which you haven't been assuming so far, that the Rashbam here is only talking about Kabbalah's Eidos. So you only know beferish that the Rashbam was machshir being done on the basis of a Kabbalah's Eidos Balayla. We don't have the Rashbam on record as being machshir Tchilas Din Balayla. That's parenthetical. As far as the Rama, so he wants to explain the Rama on the basis of a Chakira that some Achron and Reiser, or Shmuel has this, or Raftali has this, which is a psul of Tchilas Din Balayla. If you do have a Tchilas Din Balayla, if chat that that Beis Din which convenes Balayla doesn't have the status of a Beis Din, there's no Torah's Beis Din, or it does have a Torah's Beis Din, there's just some technical psul that would prevent it from being done Balayla. What's an Afkamina? So Shmuel suggests an Afkamina for, can you sign a Maisa Beis Din at night? Right, can a Beis Din convene to sign a document without actually being done anything? See, if there's no status of a Beis Din at all, so then that Maisa Beis Din would be invalid. They're not constituted as a Beis Din, so they can't sign a document that requires a Beis Din to sign it. If they do have a status of a Beis Din, it's just that there's a technical psul that it can't be done. But likewise, so signing a Maisa Beis Din isn't being done. So presumably they would be able to sign that Maisa Beis Din. That's Shmuel's Nafkamina. The way Rav Jolti presents it over here is he's noted to say, we'll see why, that a Beis Din that convenes Balayla for Tchilas Din doesn't have the Torah's Beis Din. And that, he says, is analogous to what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud of Hilchos Sanhedrin, that even though if you have fewer than three Dayanim, that's not called a Beis Din, but Min HaTorah, and L'mais in the case of Yachin Mamcha, the Paskin Mikra Din, Min HaTorah, a single Dayan could be done. So when a single dayan is done, there's no Torah Bez din per se, but that din is effective, at least in a Torah, or in some cases by Yachin Mumcha. So that we find by Tchilas din. That it could be, if you have a Bezdin that's done Tchilas din Balayla, according to the day that that's Kashi B'di'evet, that's because even though there's no Torah Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't have the status of a Bezdin. But sometimes you can have a din that's effective even without a Torah Bezdin, at least as a matter of B'di'evet. As is opposed to Kabbalas Eidus. As Kabbalas Eidus requires a Torah Bezdin. Tashbeis Paskins, I think the Nesivis argues on this. Tashbeis Paskins that a Yachin Mumcha, even though Yachin Mumcha can be done, but a Yachin Mumcha can't be Mekabel Eidus. You need a halachically constituted Bezdin in order to accept Eidus. So when it comes to Tchilas Din, it could be Tchilas Din Balayla, even if you have a Bezdin that sits and they don't have a Torah Bezdin, at least B'di'evet, the Din would be valid because you don't need a Torah Bezdin, no worse than a Yachid Mumcha. But when it comes to Kabbalas Eidus, so if they don't have a Torah Bezdin, then their Kabbalas Eidus is ineffective. Just like, according to some at least, a Yachin Mumcha's Kabbalas Eidus would be ineffective. And that would explain why the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh paskins that if you're Mekadosh HaChodesh Balayla, that's ineffective, Eina Mekudosh. Because for Kiddush HaChodesh you need a Torah Bezdin. But the Rambam doesn't write Beferish anywhere in Hilchos Sanhedrin. We quoted before the Maharam al-Shakir, who assumes this in the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't write Beferish in Hilchos Sanhedrin that if they're Dan Balayla, if a Bezdin is Dan Balayla, then the Din is not valid. Because just as a Yachid could be Dan Dine Mominus, and that could be valid, at least B'di'evet, so too you could have a Bezdin that's Dan Balayla, and maybe that would be valid B'di'evet. He concedes that the Me'iri in our sugya doesn't seem to be working with this. The Me'iri writes, the Me'iri quotes Machlokas, the Rashbam and Tosus, and then he writes that maybe the whole din of Eima Kabla and Eidus Balayla, maybe that's a unique din to Kiddush HaChodesh, but when it comes to other dinim, to Dine Mominus, maybe Kabbalas Eidus Balayla works. And then he says, the Me'iri thinks that everyone would agree that under extenuating circumstances, if the guy's about, he has a flight at 4 o'clock the next morning and we're going to lose him and we'll never be able to hear from him again, or you know, the guy's running away and the only opportunity to be Mekabel Eidus would be Balayla, the Me'iri thinks that everyone would agree that in that case you could be Mekabel Eidus Balayla and be done on the basis of that Eidus. So Me'iri is not working with this idea that Kabbalas Eidus requires a Torah Bezdin which is lacking Balayla. It could be, he assumes that Torah Bezdin is not lacking Balayla. Or it could be assumes that Kabbalas Eidus is not the equivalent of Tchilas Din. But whichever way you go with the Me'iri, the Me'iri does assume that Lekuli Alma, at least under extenuating circumstances, the Shas HaTzchak HaDi'evet Dami, Kabbalas Eidus Balayla would be effective, and you could be done on the next day on the basis of that Kabbalas Eidus Balayla. So you might assume that, Jalti says, you might assume that Kabbalas Eidus is Ketchilas Din, or you could assume, even if you work with Jalti's idea, presumably you could assume like the other side in the Chakira, that yeah, there is a Torah Bezdin even Balayla. There's just some technical psul, and that technical psul could be overcome in a Shas HaTzchak situation.